mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We are now into hour number two. 37 seconds into hour number two, to be precise. Coming up, I occasionally have Paul up multiple times weekly because of his great analysis skills and to give us all the updates on the news. Debate still going on if Yasser Arafat was dead. I mean, they announced on the news he was dead yesterday morning, and now they're still saying, well, maybe he's in a coma, maybe he's brain dead, maybe he's dead. Or we're making funeral arrangements. Well, he is dead. No, he's not dead. So we'll talk about that, too, as well. Talk about the war. They started the attacks on Fallujah again. 2 months ago, it came out that the White House had ordered the end to offensive against rebel strongholds because they didn't want a bunch of casualties of U.S. troops during the election. And our military said this could increase our casualties fourfold by doing this. And I clearly said last hour, I am against the war. The war was a fraud. We shouldn't have gone to war. It is about oil and using Iraq as a military launch base. But the Pentagon's P2OG plan, just like Vietnam, is to not win, is to keep the war going so the weapons contractors make more money. And any Vietnam vet will tell you, and even Henry Kissinger admitted, that's what the Vietnam War was all about, a big cash machine. And to create a political fissure here domestically and to make America look like the bad cop as the UN looks like the good cop. So I was just pointing out in the Machiavellian worldview that Bush doesn't care about the troops because he says he's fighting this war to win it, but then he wouldn't let the troops go in and clean out Fallujah because it would look bad politically, so he waited until after the election. That's going to cost a lot of lives. So that doesn't mean I'm for the war. I'm stating they're not even fighting this to win. So by stating that fact, that doesn't mean I'm for the war. Now do you get what I'm saying, Rick?
Yeah, but I would say this. The United States has no credibility in the world. The United States has been conducting war crimes going back at least as far as the first term of Clinton and his cooperation and complicity with the UN and its sanctions and killing of hundreds of thousands, if not billions, of people by starvation, disease.
Well, no, I mean, our government admits 1.5 million Iraqis, 700,000 children, good price to pay is what Madeleine Albright said, plus the U.N. complicit war on the Serbs, where they used bin Laden to attack them. They fought back against their own 9/11 and then were attacked for it. The U.N. was for that. That's the difference. The U.N. will be for it if it's Democrats, and that's all part of the whole good cop, bad cop paradigm. But certainly you heard me last hour say that I'm against the war. But if they're going to be over there and be having this war, shouldn't they fight it to win it and end it and, quote, give them their freedom and let them have their own government? No, they're not doing that. They put the Baptists back in, and they're taking the people's liberty, and they're doing things that are going to widen the war and get more of our troops killed.
Well, you and I probably disagree on the supply of oil in the world and the fact that I would state that we're addicted to oil and we're in denial about that. We're definitely...
Hey, how far away are you from your telephone?
Well, I'm right on top of it now.
Man, that's a weird phone, bro.
Sorry about that.
Oh, I can really hear you good now.
I'm going to let you go here in a minute, but I just want to state that if I were in charge, I would withdraw troops immediately from Iraq and only then announce that we were leaving after kicking it into gear at the rate of 10,000 leaving per day.
That's, all right, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Look, I'm for pulling our troops out of Iraq. You know, John Kerry says we got to stay there, we got to have credibility, we got to do this. Bush says the same thing. My point is that they could have taken Fallujah, they gave them 2 months to dig in so that it wouldn't look bad during the campaign. That's going to cost at least hundreds of American lives. We're losing people right now. And so I'm illustrating that they do not care about the troops. And they knew day one it'd take 400,000 troops, and they tried to do it with 150,000 knowing it wouldn't work. And we're not putting a free democracy in. We're putting a New World Order puppet ship into place.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're just a few days into the aftermath of the 2004 staged election. Electronic voting machine problems and clear glitches and fraud coast to coast. Democrats involved in old-fashioned retail vote scamming by the voters down at the local levels. Multiple registrations under different names. Dead people voting, illegal aliens voting. Republicans running the big systematic electronic voting machine fraud. Kerry not challenging that, rolling over and, again, staged skull and bones. He took a dive is what happened. Wide open phones where you can respond to this or have questions, comments, where you can disagree with me, whatever. 1-800-259-9231. Just briefly here before I go back to your calls in the news. The last caller called in about peak oil. Well, he mentioned it and said, well, we probably disagree, Alex. And he said, I think the world's, you know, running out of oil. Well, clearly oil prices have doubled, and there's no end in sight to this trend. And certainly, whether it's real or not, they're telling us there's not as much fresh water in jacking up prices as the consolidation over water treatment systems is consolidated by fewer and fewer countries, mainly European countries now, buying up all our water. They're saying oil is more scarce, whether it's true or not. They're saying that, you know, there's less and less food available while they pay farmers all over the Western world not to produce. So the effect is the same. These monopolists want to gouge us. And I don't know if peak oil is true or not. I'm investigating it. I'm going to be having guests up, pro and con. I said I would after the election, and we're going to be covering this. But one of our great sponsors, who I do know has the best storable foods I've ever seen, and I've gotten a year's supply for two people from them, and I'm very happy, they put together a booklet with an author that is really impressive. And it's free. Call Ready Reserve Foods, and they will give you a free booklet on peak oil, and you can decide for yourself. We're going to be having people on from both sides on this. You need to give them a call. And the number is 800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, and ask about the free booklet and why you can, what you can do to prepare. And they said that after you've read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. Call 800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserve@aol.com or just go to readyreservefoods.com and you can link through there and make the request for your free booklet, 800-453-2202. And it's a great little booklet. And, again, I'm researching it. I'm looking at it. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Emmett.
Thank you very much for being on After Dark, George Norrie. You really got the word out that way. And I try to convince my friends that the election was staged, but you can't get anywhere, you know. I had three boxes of VHS tapes, and they only wanted to offer me, they were in cellophane, all brand new. And they only wanted to offer me 25 cents a tape, so I thought, well, why not? I put your tape in one VCR, and then blank in the other VCR when I go to bed at night. If I get up in the middle of the night, I change it again, make another tape.
How many videos have you handed out to folks?
Oh, my, I don't know, plenty. The men were out here cutting trees the other day, and I gave their foreman one, your 9/11 tape.
Well, I want to commend you. If everybody did that, just with my videos alone, we could change the course of history. I think we already have, but thousands of listeners have made hundreds of copies apiece. Hundreds of listeners have made thousands of copies, and it's... And then many others make copies of those. They kind of pay it forward. It has had a gigantic effect.
A friend of mine was asking me this morning what this means. Yasser Arafat's replacement will probably be wearing a blue turban. What does that mean, blue turban? According to the encyclopedia, it's puritanical, something like a Hitler-type person.
Wait a minute. I mean, I haven't been following this much. First they claim he died yesterday, then they said, no, he's brain dead. No, he's dead. No, he's not dead. Even his own handler said he's dead. No, he's not dead. What are they saying this minute? Are they saying he's finally dead?
No, they're not saying either way. But they're saying his successor will probably be wearing a blue turban.
Who said that?
Well, I guess CNN or one of the... A friend called me this morning, asked me, he said, what is this significance of a blue turban?
Well, that's pretty scary. And by the way, I don't put any stock in Nostradamus because you can interpret those quatrains any way you want, and I don't get into that. But one of his quatrains, one of the real ones, most of them are fake out there, is that he'll be this great Antichrist leader wearing a blue turban.
But I
doubt that's going to be Yasser Arafat's replacement. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Can anybody confirm this? I mean, why would they even announce that? He'll be wearing a blue turban. What does that mean? I don't know. Let's talk to Aaron in Michigan. Aaron, welcome.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I was wondering, did you happen to catch Senator John McCain on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night?
No, I didn't.
They were on there talking about the election, and they got to talking about... the young voter turnout didn't do so well, and John McCain said, well, we're going to have to draft you for that. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, let me just say this. The numbers, I mean, the polling places from San Antonio to, Jersey City, New Jersey, I mean, I saw the numbers. They were saying double, triple. We've never seen this. Young people everywhere. There were lines for about 30, 45 minutes here in Austin. And I remember going and voting before, and, you know, big elections, there'd be a two-minute line. Then they said, oh, it was just a few million more voted. And then the exit polls and the numbers counted didn't match with how many they claimed voted. And then it looks like a lot of votes just got flushed out of the system. And, again, there's obvious fraud going on there. Turns out that these provisional ballots in Ohio, looks like there were actually 400,000 of these. Actual photos of Republicans driving off with huge truckloads full of ballots with George Bush on the back of the trucks, the ballots disappearing. But did John Kerry challenge that? Absolutely not. And again, we're not for John Kerry, folks, but the news is the news, and it's being ignored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Leno also asked him, he said, what do you think about amending the Constitution so that Arnold Schwarzenegger can run? Then John McCain said he'd be the first to support it, that we're a country of immigrants. I thought that was pretty interesting, too.
So we have Ted Kennedy, John McCain, George Bush, Karl Rove. He goes on Meet the Press and says, I'd like to be a president. He goes on 60 Minutes and says it. And, I mean, you notice it's everywhere, and they're about to have this con over gay marriage or over flag burning. That'll be the distraction. We'll all get behind it. And they're going to repeal the 22nd Amendment. The bills are introduced. They're openly saying it's for Arnold. And imagine. No country in the world says we can have a foreign-born person as our president. And think about it. It's not just a foreign-born from somewhere else. It's a guy who says he wants to be a dictator. He admires Hitler. He doesn't care if Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi. He loves him. Who poses for gay porno mags. Who's got all this groping and the rest of it and the sexual harassment in his history. Who got up on stage in front of 2,000 people and screamed, I hate all blacks, you're subhuman N-words. All of this, who's a member of Bohemian Grove, who's for open borders, who is for total gun bans, who is for abortion stem cell research, and the Republicans just love him. They just love him. And that's why I'm saying Arnold Schwarzenegger, in 08, guaranteed by 012, not, well, 12, no 012, he will be your leader, your Fuhrer. And so John McCain said, I'll be the first to support it.
Yeah.
And you can really see, it's so sick.
Yeah, I got the video clip here. Would you like me to play it?
I'd like you to mail me that. Do you have a copy of it?
Yeah.
I'm begging you. Will you please mail that to me?
Okay.
Will you make me an SP copy and say, here's the Arnold, I mean, here's the McCain quote about Arnold.
Okay.
And then Alex said, send me a free video.
Okay.
You promise?
Oh, sure, I'll do that.
Okay, go ahead and put your phone right up to the television, though.
Okay.
And, you know, right up to the speaker.
Okay,
go ahead.
Here it goes.
Oh, well, anyway, but it turned out. What happened to the young people? I mean, I saw this lost the vote. I see lines of college students waiting 5 and 10 hours ago. Oh, boy, this is real. And yet it's the exact same percentage as every other election. Exact same percentage, but a large increase because it was a large increase of voter turnout. But still, we didn't get the young person. Look, there's only one thing we're going to do to you, and that's we're going to draft you. Got it? Is that it? Okay. And so,
well, that won't come up.
I'll be out tomorrow, but I'm going to be watching the next segment. Now, Desperate Senator. She a Desperate Senator.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about 2008. Would you want to run for president again? In 2008, I'll be 2008.
Wow.
Who do you think? Do you think it'll be Hillary and Julie? You think Giuliani will go? You think Hillary?
Well, first of all,
I don't love it for
anymore.
She was a member of the House.
Tell you what, hit pause.
The truest thing in that was
go ahead and cut him down.
United States Senator.
As soon as he figures out we're not on air, ask him to rewind it back and put his phone a little bit closer to the speaker, and we'll let him play this part about Arnold. I appreciate him calling. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
They're positioning Arnold, the entire establishment, Republicans, Democrats, for the 08 run against Hillary. Then conservatives will pile on and vote for him. Before then, they'll have to repeal the 22nd Amendment, which the legislation has been introduced to do. And, again, no other country would put up with something like this. And in major polls, 8 out of 10 in a national poll are against it. It's even higher in California. Even amongst conservatives, I saw a poll, 2/3 are against Arnold being able to run. But as usual, our leaders are all for it. It's like 80-something percent of the country's against open borders, but the leaders are all for it, both leaders of the parties. Going back to this clip from last night with Jay Leno that the listeners got off his TV, just be sure you put the phone a little bit closer to your television or turn it up, because this actually works pretty good if the TV's turned up loud enough. I guess starting back over where he talks about who's going to run for 08, go ahead and roll that for us, Aaron. This is high tech, folks. Go ahead, Aaron. If you want to play it, do you have it? I thought we had Aaron there, and Aaron wanted to play. Aaron, are you there? Yeah, you know, that your listeners like to do this, and usually it works, but and sometimes, I don't know what happens. We'll try to go back to him later, and I hope he'll mail me the videotape. Maybe we'll put a clip on the web of it or something. Or somebody's probably got the clip out there on the web. It was probably on the nightly news after it was probably on the morning shows today. They're out there promoting it everywhere. Did we ever find Aaron again, or did Aaron just drop off the face of the planet? Okay, I don't know what's going on. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Kentucky. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Great. Hey, before I say anything else, Alex, I want to say I've passed out a couple of hundred of your tapes, and I was threatened with arrest by the local police, but that's another story. Now I want to
a minute. There was another guy in Kentucky, Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, and it was in the newspaper. He gave a cop some, a Ron Paul speech from C-SPAN, and then one of my videos, and they said, this is anti-government, is illegal, and it went to trial, and the jury found him not guilty of threats on an officer. They said the videos were threatening Ron Paul, a congressman, giving a speech in the Capitol Dome. There is evil.
Yeah,
and
Kelly,
you're saying
the
same thing. The same thing happened to you in this free society.
I called to say this.
Well, no, I want to hear this story. What happened?
Oh, when they tried to arrest me?
Well, describe what happened. Yes.
I run errands every day, and I take a couple tapes with me every day. And I dropped one off at this video store because we rented tapes at this store. And then I went over to Kroger. And when I come out of Kroger with my wife to get on my bicycle, there was two police officers there in their black ninja uniforms that they just switched to. And they told me that I was under arrest for passing out this videotape. And I said, I don't volunteer to be arrested. And, of course, everyone around me heard me right away. So this is all out in public.
And why were they saying they were arresting you?
They said that I needed to get a permit in accordance with the city ordinance. And you know what I told them? I said, where is this sort of city ordinance? I want to see a copy. And you know what? I've researched the city ordinances in this town. And there's only one copy of the city ordinances that I know of. And they keep it behind the front desk at City Hall, and you have to ask for it. They won't even keep a copy of
them
at the public
library. Well, number one, it's got to be posted. Number two, the only permits are if you want to block streets, take over major thoroughfares. The Supreme Court and all the other courts have said no permits to hand stuff out, to do whatever on public sidewalks. There is nothing they can do. Now, they can, if it's private property, they can order you to leave, and then if you don't, you can get in trouble. No, that's total color of law, and those punks have desecrated what America is and what this country is based on, and they should move to the Soviet Union. They have disgraced every veteran. So how did this end?
Well, they ended up tucking their tails and walking away, and they said, we're just trying to do our job. We're just looking out for your safety.
You know, that's the crazy
thing. I said, that's what Hitler's stormtroopers said.
I've had stuff like that happen to me that's similar. And as soon as you act, you know, righteous and don't act scared, and not mean, just focused, they'll leave. I mean, I would just say,
if this law is so important, how come you can't find a copy of it in the public high schools? How come we didn't learn about it in school?
Well, number one, that law is totally unconstitutional.
Right, I told them it's my First Amendment right to pass out these tapes, and I'll do it. But I didn't even call to talk about that, Alex. I called to talk about this. The only chance most of those troops will ever have of getting out alive is to get themselves out alive. They should have refused to invade Fallujah.
Well, I'm against the war. It's not meant to be won. My point is they made the troops wait 2 months while the enemy dug in. You know, they're supposedly trying to win this war.
God gave those troops the same free will that he gave everyone else. And look at what those troops have done with their free will. Who is more tyrannical, the tyrant or those who follow the tyrant?
Let me ask you a question. What effect has handing out a couple hundred of my videos had?
I live in an area of a bunch of brainwashed sheep, and it's not had much effect at all.
No, I bet it will down the road. Take care.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Term Busters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Commend from the bottom of my heart Jay in Kentucky for handing out several hundred copies of my videos, getting my videos, originals for myself, and then popping them in the VCR or the DVD burner and making copies. And you'll notice we'll have one caller that calls up and says 98% of people I've given 100 copies to are waking up or freaked out. They're making copies. They want more. Cops, firemen, school teachers, auto mechanics. And then the next caller says, oh, about half of those I show it to are freaked out by it or concerned. The other half don't care or refuse to watch it. And then some callers call and say, nobody's waking up. Nobody cares. And there's something about Kentucky. Good people. We have a lot of listeners in Kentucky. Beautiful state. I've got family, you know, lives in Kentucky. But it really happened. Kelly Rushing, no criminal record, well-known family in his town. Literally, I checked up on the guy. I called phone numbers randomly in the community, very small town he's in, and who's Kelly Rushing? Oh, wonderful, hard work and fellow, but his family goes way back around here. He's a good man, blah, 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 at the church. Well, and I'd say, well, did you hear about the newspaper article, him being arrested for giving some a police officer a videotape of Ron Paul? By the way, that's what really did it, by the way. They said, yeah, I did. And I go, doesn't that strike you as strange? Yeah. And then we had, literally, they admit, the state police office there locally, that's who arrested him, the local police office, everything, their phones were shut down for 2 days, thousands of phone calls, I want to commend you for calling, and they still were proud of themselves and charged him and said, the judge said, this. I talked to the judge. This video, I called the judge at his house, by the way, talked to him. This video is a threat to the officers. And what was the video? Well, the first half of it was Ron Paul, an hour-long speech, neocon. He called it neocon. He gave it about a year and a half ago. The text of it's on the website. Unbelievably riveting, saying the Republicans have betrayed us. They're setting up a police state. And the second half was Road to Tyranny. And he gave the police officer the video. The police officer watched the video. And then the next day, he was waiting for him as Kelly drove down the road and in the morning and pulled him over and said, I'm taking you to jail, boy. And he got him in the car and called his wife on the cell. The cop did and said, I've got, you know, Mr. Videotape. I got the videotape bandit. And they wanted to put the man in jail for 2 years for threatening a police officer. They wanted to ruin his life. They thought it was so normal that no conscience. I mean, if I have friends over and block too many parking spaces and my neighbor can't park at his house, I feel guilty. You know, I have this, you know, this sense of community. I'm not even that nice of a person that I don't want to block people's parking spaces. These people are so full of themselves, they put a man whose family is established in the community, middle-class person, who gave a cop a videotape, they'd come and arrest him and then charge him and then take it to trial. And the jury found him not guilty. And the judge wouldn't even let the jury watch the video, by the way. And the judge said, you're not allowed to give tapes out like this. This is anti-government. Ron Paul, a doctor, a Vietnam veteran, gives a speech where he reads quotes of the neocons saying what they're going to do. My video, Road to Tyranny. Nothing but mainstream news articles and documents and David Shepard's being interviewed, the man who impeached Bill Clinton. And you will go and you will arrest him and you will try to ruin his life and put him in prison for 2 years? A man with no criminal record of any type. A deacon in the church. This is the new America. This is what we're cops that think. A video of a congressman in the Capitol giving a speech is a threat to police. Ron Paul didn't say a word about police. My video says we support police, but we don't like what they're being trained to do. Folks, that isn't getting close to the Soviet Union. That is. The only difference is the Soviet Union wouldn't have a jury. And that jury acquitted Kelly Rushing. And Kelly had to spend, I think you said, like a couple thousand dollars on the lawyer, all the rest of it. And it's like the man in Alabama who put up the sign saying our court system's a joke because he didn't like what had happened a year before in his divorce case. Again, guy with no criminal record, owned a logging company. A middle-class guy, and the police came out, took the sign out of his yard, said, you're under arrest. The judge says, and the judge told the newspaper, he thought it was so normal, he told the Associated Press and the newspapers, he said, you're not allowed to show disrespect to the court. That's America, folks. That's America. That's what these people want to do. That's what we're headed into. And you know what? I don't care. All of you. And again, this is just a few cases. And by the way, that judge is on the edge of being removed from the bench. The state Supreme Court got the complaint and has put in an official reprimand of the judge. So this is how you got to operate. You know, we've got to fight. America's worth fighting. All of you that are veterans that went into jungles and deserts and whatever for what you thought was freedom, you'd risk your life there. Just risk a little bit of your money, a little bit of your time to save this country. I mean, what's happened to the cops that they think video cameras are illegal when you're out videotaping on the street, but their cameras are good? I'm ranting and raving, and Paul Watson's holding about to come on, and we're about to go to all your calls, and Ron and Heath and Charles and Dave. But we were talking to Aaron in Michigan, and it was our fault. He was there, went to the wrong line. Aaron, go ahead, and this is Jay Leno asking John McCain about Arnold for president in 08. Go ahead and play the clip.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
Okay.
Put the phone right up to the speaker, please.
All right.
Here it is. Okay, that's, you know, again, sometimes callers call in and want to play a clip, and it sounds crystal, it sounds great. Other times, it's either too far away or too close. This time, it was too close.
Oh, too close?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I could hear him say it.
Okay.
Maybe if you can rewind it again and, like, put the phone about 8 inches away if it's going to be that high, and
okay.
Just cue up to the part where he says, what about Arnold in 08? And he says, I think that'd be a great idea, and the crowd cheers.
Okay.
The crowd of idiots. And we'll try this one more time, but just be sure you mail me that video because that is interesting.
Okay.
I'm just documenting all of this, but it didn't sound like too many cheered, though. But
yeah, not that many people cheered.
But I did hear a few morons. Yeah, it's a national poll, 8/10, 80% of people are against it. And of conservatives, 2/3 are against it. But when they run him against Hillary, they're all going to be for it. You got it ready now?
Yeah.
Now, let's try it one more time, and I appreciate you, Aaron. It's just this is hard to go ahead.
Okay.
Do you think there's a chance they would amend the Constitution so that Arnold could run for president?
I would be the first to support that.
America is a nation of immigration.
Right.
That's what the greatness of America. And I think that Arnold ought to be able to compete like everybody else. And I just worry about what might happen to some of his opponents.
Yeah, some of his opponents, because the public can't tell the difference between reality and fiction, and they really think he's defeated Tulsa Doom, the Predator, and he is a former steroid addict who says he admires Hitler, who poses for gay porno mags, and nobody's talking about it. Gosh, this is disgusting. Final comments.
Basically, just wanted to let you know about that.
No, I really appreciate you going through all that hassle to play that, and please mail it to me and tell us what free video you want.
Okay. How do I get your address? How should I send it to you?
Mail it to Alex Jones.
Okay.
At 3001, that's 3001.
Okay.
South Lamar, Lamar.
Okay.
Suite 100.
Okay.
Austin, Texas.
Okay.
78704.
Okay, will do.
Hey, thanks a million. What did you think when you saw that?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, man, here he is saying on national TV about the drafting people and about Arnold for running. I know you mentioned about that even way before that, Arnold would run, and here he is mentioning he supports them.
It's amazing. Thanks for the call. Yeah, in fact, Jay Leno was actually involved in the campaign. Jay Leno announced it with Arnold. Jay Leno was there when Arnold did his acceptance speech. The first guy to speak was Jay Leno. And these are all his operatives. Arnold's on Meet the Press. Arnold's on 60 Minutes. Arnold's got his operatives, McCain and Ted Kennedy and Schumer and just Bush, all out there. We've got to start a movement now to save the 22nd Amendment. By the way, Austria has a history of sending its people into Germany, into Poland, to have their Auslanders take over countries. And this is unbelievable. Maybe I can run for president, but I haven't said I admire Hitler, so maybe I'm disqualified. Paul Watson, thanks for holding during all of that. Did that blow you away that another listener from Kentucky, an unconfirmed case, but I believe him, we have it out of the newspaper with Kelly Rushing, another listener from Kentucky being told, don't hand out videos, we'll arrest you.
Well, first of all, I apologize if there's any noise in the background because it's November 5th, bonfire night, or bonfire night, as some people might call it, where the unwashed British masses celebrate in a decadent Lord of the Flies fashion the actions of a 17th century terrorist.
So really? Tell me about this. Is that the night where all the cars get burned and everything?
Yeah, that's the night.
Kind of like a devil's night in Detroit. Well, tell us all about it.
Well, yeah, obviously it's based on the gunpowder plot, some people say, but you can trace it back to, you know, pagan rituals just like Halloween.
So but what's going on outside right now?
Giant bonfires in the middle of fields, teenagers running around. Last year, it was actually kind of like the decadence at the end of the night wasn't enough for them, so they actually stole a couple of cars and just drove around the field for another hour at 2 a.m., So this is
going on behind your house right now.
Yeah, in this area, which is a bad area. So, yeah, it happens every year. So it's not one of my favorite nights of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to what you were saying about Kelly Rushing, I mean, you're having little girls being arrested for, you know, eating a French fry on the subway station, pregnant women being wrestled to the ground for talking too loudly on a cell phone. We've got another article up today about how they just tasered another man and killed him, and yet the police still support the widespread use of tasers. Here in Britain, they've actually introduced these large stickers on public trash cans which say that you will be subject to an immediate £50 fine, which is $100, if you drop so much as a cigarette end, and they've actually hired squads of government minions who will watch people who may drop litter and then frog march them to an ATM cash machine to immediately draw out the £50. If they can't do that, then they have the authority to arrest them on the spot.
So now they're erasing the juries.
Yeah, there's no trial. There is a form of appeal, but it's an arrest on the spot if you can't produce the cash for dropping, you know, chewing gum or a cigarette end. So that's, you know, that's the left-wing, so-called left-wing Labour Party introducing that. So in Britain and America, we see this pretext where on an individual basis, these out-of-control police state measures are being enacted and obviously selectively enforced, but just training the people to realize who their bosses are. The police don't serve us anymore. They rule over us.
Well, a lot of them do. They're trying to train them to have this mentality. There's still a lot of great police. A lot of them are my friends. In fact, I've been treated unfairly. I get pulled over a couple times a year speeding, and the cops always seem to be fans and just say, slow down, Alex. It just happened when I had that wreck with my dad when I got blown off the road by a tornado. The police came, and I hadn't done anything wrong, but they were both fans. And, you know, oh, come sit in my car. You're cold. Oh, I like the show. I don't want to get them in trouble, but it's just, you know, everywhere I go, you know, I've had like one of the highest level state police officers in the state. I don't want to say more than that. In the same cleaners, he's already there. You know, it wasn't a setup. I walk in behind him, and he's Alex Jones. Walk out here. They're taking over. Everything he said's true. We all know what's going on. There's a big group of us. We're not going to put up with this. I'm sitting there with this guy. I'm going, are you the, I'm going to look up his name. He's like, well, let's just say in the top 10.
Well,
they got a problem. They got a big problem. Not all these guys are bad.
It's a minority, certainly, but what worries me is the next generation, the younger generation, the kind of 18-year-old soldiers who are now in Iraq, you know, throwing Iraqis off bridges in Baghdad if they break a curfew. And they kind of hire them into that mentality by picking them from the streets where they all compete to be in these gangs, where they have those kind of initiation tests where, for example, in L.A., you know, you have to go out and kill a pregnant woman. And that kind of same mindset is being, you know, introduced into the younger generations in the military who later go on to become police. So, I mean, that's what worries me.
Yeah, here's another case example. When I went into court for the Access TV deal defending the First Amendment a month ago or so, you know, you're going through and there's all these state police at the metal detectors, and I could hardly get to court because they all wanted to talk to me and shake my hand. So, but then, you know, I won't go downtown to 6th Street to eat dinner anymore because it's the roid head, shaved head group with the tattoos all over them. And if we, and if your wife's good looking, you better watch out. Let me see your IDs. Let me, you know, you just don't want to be around it.
Well, no, and I imagine if, as you were discussing before, if you get Arnie in there in 08, then that kind of thing will be certainly encouraged. As you mentioned, what did you say, two-thirds of conservatives are against it? There's actually a poll on World Net Daily, or World Neocon Daily, although it's not half as bad as Newsmax is now. But the question is, whom would you most like to face Hillary Clinton in 2008, now that the New York Times has already called for Hillary to run in 2008? Only 1.95% go for Schwarzenegger, and he's at the bottom of the poll. I mean,
that's huge. I want you to screenshot that for posterity. See how they're already lining the two up to run? We'll be right back. We'll take your call. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In Texas, you were up next, but you just hung up. I wanted to talk to you, then get back here to call back. We'll put you to the head of the line, but David, Illinois, and Ron in New York, Charles, Pennsylvania, and many others, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. I promise we'll just blitz through your calls in the next hour. We'll even get to a call before this hour ends. Paul Watson with his great analysis of the current events, riding shotgun with us. We'll talk about this new Bin Laden tape that's about to come out, they're reporting. But before we do that, PrisonPlanet.tv, Paul. You know, folks don't just have to get a hard copy of the VHS or DVD of any of my films or books or your book or other books and tapes I carry. They can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv if they're online. What are we offering at PrisonPlanet.tv?
Well, first of all, your book, my book. And as we've said before, I mean, you'd normally pay at least $7, you know, dollars for one e-book. We've got two on there. Weekly video reports from yourself, analyzing the news, playing news clips off television, analyzing segments of other documentary films, the best audio interviews from the Alex Jones Show, special text reports which go up there periodically. It's actually a plan, as we've discussed, for me to, you know, kind of restart my internet show that I was doing about a year ago, put that on there for members of the archives. So, I mean, what's already there is great in itself because all of your documentary films are on there and many others from other authors, and it's only going to grow and grow. So,
and the weekly TV report, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month trial subscription. Please go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up, or call to get your copy of any of my films. We've slashed prices, got a bunch of new specials. Be sure and ask about those specials when you call 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Paul Watson, before we go to David and others, finishing up with Arnold Schwarzenegger, so there's a WorldNet Daily article up there where they give you all these choices of who's going to be the president, of who you'd like to see run against Hillary in 08, and I said it'd be Hillary and Schwarzenegger, and out of the field, what percentage again?
Well, it's actually good news, but it'd be interesting to see how quickly it turns around. Schwarzenegger is bottom of the pack with 1.95%. Top is Rudy Giuliani with 33%. Then Rice, Jeb Bush, Ann Coulter, and then Sean Hannity and Colin Powell, Mel Gibson on 3%, Rush Limbaugh on 2%, so Arnie at the bottom of the pack with 1.95%.
Yeah, these are good folks at WorldNet Daily, and they still do some good, but you're right, they mix some neocon stuff in. But, well, see, that's even better results than the poll we've got of 80% of the general public polled is against Arnold being president, even though he has good approval ratings in his own state. Even Californians have the same numbers. But two-thirds of conservatives polled are totally against him. Even Republicans that were worshiping him at the convention were all against him running for president that we talked to. That's in an upcoming film. But, Paul, this is scary how they're positioning him.
Well, yeah, it'd certainly be interesting to play this back in 4 years and see how far it's turned around.
Well, that's the problem. They'll just tell us he's going to win, then they'll steal it with the electronic voting machines. Let's talk to Dave in Illinois. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was coming home listening to a little soft and fuzzy NPR this morning, and they had a story on about a war games for Iran, but I guess it's just Atlantic Monthly Magazine was they did a mock war game for Iran, but I thought that was kind of some kind of social engineering. And
the government's running war games against, you know, the population, against every foreign country, war games, scenarios for everything. But, no, they said they want to invade Iran.
Yeah, I've been looking at all the defense contracts going through, and they're just spending money head over heels. And I think it's been about $4 billion since November started, just for, you know, these 5 days. And I guess they're going to have remote viewing, too.
What, that's funded, too?
Yeah, if you do a Google News search and put in Air Force, it comes up. The first story is remote viewing. They're putting $7 million bucks towards that.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk more about this when we get back. Everybody stay there.
Introduce...